6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I hit record right here. We really good money. Really good money. Welcome to the Dear Son Show. We had meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. So nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life and the manhood. So no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
Jay Black in the building. How you feeling, my brother?
I feel great. I just want to remind everybody at the top to like, share, and subscribe.
Like it, Sherry.
Catch it in the opening. Man, this is my time of year. Like I was telling you before we start shooting, transition. The transition seasons, going from summer to the fall, and yeah. you know how they do. So I love this. Yeah. Weather-wise, what about you? What's good? What's going on?
Man, great day. I'm definitely gonna date this one. This is my youngest son, Eli. Call him son, his 10th birthday.
Happy birthday, young Johns.
We ain't got no more single digits in the family. We got no babies.
No.
He off to school, had a great day, took him some donuts for his class. So he gonna be the hero.
He the hero of the day.
He gonna be the hero. We're gonna figure out how to celebrate, man. Yeah. It's always something. Eden has a concert at 7 today. Listen. So that kind of puts a challenge.
Yeah.
Right? Because we got
a added wrinkle.
Bunch of kids. Keisha got 5 kids.
The concert is to celebrate her birthday, his birthday.
I don't know how you feel. I don't know if you think he's going or not. They were colluding to stay home today.
Really?
Eden hit us with the so because of my concert, can I just stay home with Eli tomorrow? I was like, wait.
I like how you packaged that together.
Eli not staying home.
Right.
He's not off tomorrow.
You go your brother behalf. I like it.
Yeah, man. But my oldest, my middle baby girl, Imani, who's away at school, is coming home a couple days early for winter break.
Man.
Which is an eternal break from that school. Right. It's transferring, yeah. which is cool. Probably talk about that later.
That's amazing.
Another conversation, but I'm good, man.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm at wonderful holiday break. Get away. Got the family away for Thanksgiving into the woods.
Yeah.
And it was very peaceful, man. And I'm trying to decide now, like, what's the how you get both? You know, because I'm not a move away from civilization type person indefinitely, but I definitely could take me a couple of little spats of it.
Yeah, yeah. That we talked about before. I'm definitely looking for acres. I think I'm on my 5. The people that I tell I want 5 say you want 10. And I was listening to another conversation. It was Wall Street Trap and David Shands were having a live, and they were talking about moving into new facilities, and the mistake they made in their current facilities, they moved into where they fit, not to where they were growing.
Oh my
God. So that's one to go on in business and in life.
It's a must.
Yeah.
It's a must. I that's a conflict within my household with my wife
on
the business side.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't want to deviate because buddy, I could talk 62 minutes about that.
Another conversation.
Yeah.
Another conversation. Today, we're going to get right into it like we've been getting into it.
Yeah.
Topic is, it's the race, not the pace. Initial thoughts go.
Ooh. It's the race, not the pace. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't get caught up in looking to your left or your right, trying to see. Don't gauge what you have going on by your, I don't want to use the word competitor because you're not competing against everybody, but your co-participants.
Yeah.
Because we all co-participating in this life. Yeah. Right? So now if you have something going on or goals in your life to succeed and survive, looking to your left and right can sometimes be to your detriment.
Mm.
So you're caught up on, I didn't meet my deadline. It's not a deadline. You're still alive. So if you're alive, it's not a deadline. It just was an initial checkpoint.
Yeah.
And when you looked up at the checkpoint that you set for yourself, the job's not done.
I like that.
Keep pushing.
I like that. That aligns with or is very near and dear to me in terms of this whole podcast.
Yeah.
Which turned into a network. I was about to say a network idea, but a network mission.
Yes.
Because it's more than an idea. I haven't had the same fire throughout. Sometimes it's just been me being in my head. Sometimes it's been life, you know, life more than anything this year, but you know, we got some renewed energy and we're pushing through it right now, but we hit 100 episodes.
Yeah.
It's definitely a big we, because you came in, we looked at it before. I think it was episode 46, 40 in there.
43.
So you were on episode very early.
Yeah.
Within the first 15, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then you were back somewhere in mid-20s or 30s. And then we just talked about, like, yo, you rock with this?
Yeah.
I'm on it. Because it was really our low-key therapy sessions with each other. Well, I shy away from saying therapy because neither one of us are qualified as therapy. We got opinions that may sway you.
That's got to get out.
It may sway some. Yeah. And sound appealing. Neither one of us are therapists. Let's be clear about that.
No, not even close for this one. Me.
But yeah, round 45, 40. And I realized that was the missing piece that I didn't want to ask for. Because I hate ask for help.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
plenty of references in earlier conversations about that. But having somebody that was as dedicated to be accountable to as well.
Yeah.
That was a big help, man. So yeah, man, I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate that.
Hundo. Episode.
Hundo Rondo. We up there.
Yeah. So looking at, in terms of looking at competition, man, I started the podcast. Keisha's my wife. For those that don't know, she's the one that has five kids. They mine as well, but I just like framing it like that sometimes. We started a podcast in 2018 to 2019 talking about our marriage and ups and downs in terms of providing information, because we weren't therapists then either, neither one of us. But like, here's what we bumped our heads. Maybe you don't have to or want to.
Thank you.
Then this one came to me in 2020. I recorded the trailer, put it up, the reserve, you know, the name and all of that, my space, my RSS feed, and did nothing for a year. Then 2021, a bunch of stuff happened. Anna graduated. That's when we drove to Virginia and I had the emergency surgery there, came back, had COVID. But I started.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started with a group, and probably 80-85% of that group doesn't podcast anymore. But there are some that, you know, reached, you know, hit the 100 and then 120s, 130s now.
Yeah.
And then the people that were of like accessible through that program that I went through were very successful. So you find yourself, I found myself low key comparing like their success as the barometer or the benchmark for where I should be. And at times when I didn't hit that, when things don't take like I think they should, it's kind of unnerving to a degree and demotivating. So it's the journey has helped me grow a lot and keep things in perspective. And even though today I want the viewership to be more, I want the listenership to be more, I think what has happened is we refined the product to a point where whenever it goes, however far it goes, I'm standing on it.
Standing on it. I'm standing right there with you.
What's been your, like, number one, why did you want to help with the podcast? I say help, but why, what was the draw for you?
honestly, the transparency. I'm never that transparent with people in general, right? Mm. So now the potential of the audience that the camera, the platform brings, it makes me question, or it made me question in the beginning, like, why were you so open and transparent? It wasn't the plan at first, but I liked the benefit I got from it personally. Had nothing to do with if one person or a million people see it. I was able to discuss things that I hadn't talked about, man, since I was a kid.
Right.
So that being open like that, and then people that I know that know me or knew me at the time, reaching out and saying that I didn't know that about you, but here's some things I haven't discussed since I was a child. So the benefit of that, like I have lifelong friendships with people that there were things about me that they didn't know and vice versa. But that initial episode opened that conversation for both sides.
Yeah.
And I felt like that open, transparent conversation, it leveled up the friendship and it got deeper for me, you know? So to me, that's a lifelong benefit, man. There's friendship, man. People underestimate the value of true friendship. And I really love the reaction I got from that. So now that's my driving force, is to have open, transparent conversations, because there's always somebody looking or listening that I can relate, but I don't want to talk about it. Like, oh man, I can't believe you guys are discussing that publicly like that. I struggle with that daily, and I don't know that I could ever say that in front of anyone.
And that's a real thing. Those are the moments that are unspoken, unseen, because they come to you in text or a private call. They're not necessarily posted where everybody can see it and understand how or what the impact is of a given episode, or even just a reel or a short clip or a post that's referring to one of the episodes. But the race, not the pace, you know, that's been, as I think through it, that's been a theme throughout my life, man. We talked about our journeys with school.
Yeah.
Yours is ongoing, coming to a close.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, coming to a close. Somebody. But, and having children that are college age, you know, we both have a couple in that space, and then we got sons graduating this year that'll be in that space.
Yes.
So it reminds me of, it helps me level set my reaction to their decision.
Yeah.
Because my undergrad was a 7-year journey. And again, I started comparing myself to those that I started with. I started in the 4-year school, 4-year university, Old Dominion University, very premium established, tough school.
Okay. Know what I got to do now.
Norfolk, Virginia. I'm giving you time. Yep. I'm giving you time. That's not a shot. That's just fact.
Yeah.
But you know, I was in there and I didn't do anything. First semester, I may have gone to class in aggregate a week.
Yeah.
Across all my classes.
Yeah.
And it was probably alternating days. Like, this week I'm going to physics. This week I'm going to chemistry.
For the week.
Basically for the semester.
Yeah.
Because I would be showing up to tests and they're like, yo.
You take this class?
Wait a minute. We got a test on today. I know it's in the syllabus, but who read me the syllabus? Is it no email? No text? None of that? No? Okay. But yeah, it's just like the light bulb going off for me happened when I was not forced, but when my primary choice was to work.
Yeah.
Instead of being in school as I had the opportunity to be.
Yeah.
And I realized that the manual labor I was doing, which is nothing against it, I couldn't see myself for the next 40 years doing that. So my pace slowed down because I was in school full time first semester. But now I'm working full time and going to school part time.
Yeah.
Then that turned into, you know, I went to a 2-year school, got my degree from that that college, transferred back to my original university to finish out. And then I was working full time and going to school full time.
Yeah.
So that grind was crazy. But hopefully just, you know, that encourages, you know, some young folks to know that, well, especially my son, you don't have to have it all figured out.
Right.
But sitting still is not an option.
No, sir.
So even when I was, you know, when I took myself out of school, my dad was supposed to encourage me to stay in. He agreed with me vehemently. Said I'm not wasting any more of his money. I had to keep moving.
Yeah.
So life doesn't slow down. But sometimes your goal becomes a little more distant because of an interruption in the pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pace.
It does. Again, one of the goals of the podcast is to try to help people understand or grasp or get ahead of the curve, if you will, and say, if I knew then what I know now. Yeah. Same thing. Fresh out of high school, I went into the military, and one of the deals was, hey, go to basic and AIT, you'll be back just in time to go off to college. I was like, bet. Well, didn't quite work out like that. So by the time I got back, the fall semester had already started. Mm. So I wasn't able to go into school for the fall. So I have this whole 2-3 months of, you know, nothing to do but go to drill every month. I was in the National Guard, Louisiana. So all of my friends that I was close with, they left. They went to Southern University, mm-hmm. Baton Rouge, A&M. You know what it is. Just whooped the brakes off of Grambling State University, that 13th grade high school over there, for the Bayou Classic for the third time in the year. No shade, though. You know, they little band be trying, man, little junkyard band, but we're not going to kill them with that. So moving forward.
13th grade school.
Yeah, that's 13th grade, man. That's high school. So what we did, I go in the spring, and I'm in school late. All of my friends, even the ones with the other universities, obviously, they've started school in the fall, so they're a semester ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm playing catch up. Here we go with this pace, race, not the pace. So now I'm looking around, and a time pass, and they're talking about these upper level courses that they're taking, and I'm still taking the freshman level courses, etc. I'm getting discouraged because I don't move like this. I'm accustomed to being ahead of the crowd, like I'm pushing, I'm the trendsetter. So it was humbling, but I didn't take it as a moment for humility. I took it as a moment of almost embarrassment once they started graduating and I'm still in school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So now, circumstantial, I buy into the circumstances. One, I'm looking around and all my friends graduating and I'm not. They have a grasp on where they're headed with career choice. And now the girlfriend at the time that I have, she's pregnant. So I'm all in. I lock in on that.
Mm.
I drop out of school. Grades are horrible. Focus is not there. All because I'm looking at the pace that I'm moving at instead of paying attention to my end goal.
Yep.
Just ignorance. Young, dumb, hothead ignorance. You know what I mean? So then I have the audacity to convince myself, you know, a couple of things work out in my favor, and I start making some good money at the time. I've convinced myself, man, I'm making the kind of money these people going to school to go make.
Right.
I'm going to school for. I don't need school. Wrong again. That's not why. You don't go to school for money. That's just a byproduct of what you're at school to do.
Hopefully.
So hopefully you obtain the education and the skill set to where you can cash in on that. And it does feed you and your family. But as long as we can look at it and say, you know, if you're going to school, I'm going to school so I can make some money. Look how easily you can be swayed once you start making money. If that was your goal, now what are you going to do? Mm. Are you going to complete the education or not?
Mm.
So,
man. So how God works in our sessions.
Mm-hmm.
That beat that just went off that you probably was like, fool, you ain't turn your phone off. Which I was thinking I was going to take it out in the edit, but I'll address it now. That was my glucose monitor because I have diabetes.
Right.
And it's telling me that I'm in a dangerous zone right now. Right. And I need to not call 911, but it monitors your blood sugar throughout the day and helps you stay on track. And I had it for probably a month and a half, and I just put it on yesterday.
I'm just learning today, 3,000, that that's like, that's the phase and stage we at with it. Yeah. I knew we were doing some things and looking at some things, but that's a real time reminder.
Yeah. Yeah. And so with the race and the pace with that is, mm-hmm. 2018, I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic,
mm-hmm.
and my A1C was outrageous. My blood sugar was outrageous. Doctor asked me, did I drive that day? That story is somewhere in a couple of other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I took everything seriously, got on my, like, started eating like I was supposed to eat, exercising 5 or 6 times a week. Weight was coming off. The numbers were coming down, and I was maintaining it with diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Fell off. Right. And for probably 3 years, did not go to the doctor.
Right.
Didn't want to know, number one.
Yeah.
But those symptoms that initiated the visit in 2018 started showing up again earlier this year.
Yeah.
And still kind of hesitant to go to the doctor, actually went. But this time, the pace of correction is not the same.
Right. Right.
There have also been some other health developments that are slowing me down from, like, the rate at which I would exercise that we're still trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real life struggle right now for me, is like, I'm every day frustrated because I'm in pain a lot of days from multiple things. But now this thing that I thought that I had beat before, I'm not beating it this time.
Right.
At the rate or the pace that I beat it last time.
Right. Right.
So this is a real time, what appears to be a lifelong journey,
mm-hmm.
of recovery, maintaining and sustaining a new restored level of health.
Yeah.
And that's a tough lesson for me, because I'm truly frustrated with, like, why are things not happening the way I want them to happen?
Yes.
The weight is off, which is cool.
Yeah.
But like, just be approaching midlife, maybe this is 45, I guess that is considered midlife, and the history in my family has me extra concerned about, like, how much time do I have to actually fix it?
Yeah.
And again, the problem is not me that can fix it. Only God can really fix it.
Absolutely.
You know, the health professionals will prescribe you everything known to man to keep you prescribed everything known to man.
Correct.
And that's another thing. I'm like, I got, if you can see my nightstand, looks like a test kitchen.
Yeah.
Or a chemistry lab. Of all the things that, you know, they've just been trying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that didn't exactly take us off course, but.
No, it fits. It absolutely fits.
That's one of those real-time revelations about my attitude toward the race and the pace that I'm on right now with my health journey.
And to tie that in even deeper, you know, my personality, I laugh and joke about a lot of things, but there's often truth and sincerity wrapped in it as well. So yeah. Prior to us starting the episode today, the sweatshirt that I have on today, and I'm not just saying this because his brother's sitting here. This man is multi-talented, right? So the product line, the clothing and branding that you see, the network, the podcast, the platform, the editing, the sound, the visuals.
Mm.
I kid you not. I come here and I sit in front of this microphone and I run my mouth. There's things that he's teaching me that I'm learning about the process and the production portion of it. I'm very thankful and grateful of that. He doesn't gatekeep. He's as willing to contribute the information to me as I'm willing to receive, right? So I say all of that to say, This logo that I have on today was a logo that I saw like a year ago. Y'all know I normally have the signature brand of Dear Son on all of my clothing and apparel. So now, which is available on the DSN network. So now I told him when I saw one of these last year, I was like, man, I need that. I need that new logo. He's like, I got you. Just say the word. What are you talking about? was like, run it. So I because again, we family, we neighbors, brothers, business partners, you name it. We're next door neighbors. So we pick up each other's children from school. Yesterday, his wife picks up my sons from school because we're in a bind. We working at the other clinic, my wife and I. So she bring them to the house. They playing and kicking it. I get home yesterday evening to pick them up. And Keisha hands me this sweatshirt. And I open it. And I'm excited like a little kid. I'm like, man, I got the new logo. So I wore it over here today. I was like, listen, I got my new gear on. And he says, I said, no, I got my blessing. I said, look at this blessing I got. He says, man, that thing been laying there a year ago. I said, listen, when God got a blessing for you, that don't mean he made it today or yesterday. It could have been made 20 years ago. I received it today. So it's the same thing about the alarm going off in the middle of the episode and the diabetes that you, the pre-diabetic status that you whooped in 2018. The fact that it's here now with a lot of the things that you have on the table now, there's a such thing as tailor-made pain, tailor-made suffrage, tailor-made passage. Everything that we do or encounter, it has a purpose, I promise you.
Yeah.
So if I didn't have that, if you didn't have that perhaps to focus on, then that's a level of focus that would possibly be somewhere else.
Yep.
So now that brings in the focus. We hate the fact that it's the diabetic focus, but it's your health nonetheless. You're actively going to the doctor. You're actively getting screenings. You're actively talking to health officials about life and health in general.
Mm-hmm.
And through osmosis, if you will, is I'm listening. You know what I mean? So there's things that I'm staying up on top of. I'm getting checked and screened for and talking about because it's a real thing. Once it touches your neighbor or your friend or your family, it's a real thing now. Yeah. It's just not the boogeyman anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's harder to run from it when it hits home or close to home.
Yes.
So I'm glad you said that, man, because the reason I share it is not for sympathy or empathy.
Right.
But it's, I was one of those probably typical men that unless it's falling off and I can't figure a way to sew it back on,
right,
I'm not going to the doctor, the hospital, because I won't even say it was a sign of weakness. It wasn't a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be more.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mindful and in the habit of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
What is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Man.
That kind of thing. So I hope as people hear this, that they go get checked out. Mm-hmm. If you're over 40, go get your prostate exam. Go get a colonoscopy. Well, it's 45. They think most insurances want you to wait. So I got that on the schedule right now. We're trying to figure out, had a little complication with that scheduling. But
right.
Like these are the things that, especially the other piece of it is being slowed down from the pace of life that I was in corporate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes the pace, the race, not the pace, goes the other way. Where your goal, where you thought, like my graduation goal was stretched out. Completing college was stretched out from 4 to 7. 4 is typical. But I don't even want to say that typical anymore because your race is your race.
It is.
But seeing it on the surface level, where I wanted to get in corporate, I got there much faster than I thought that I would.
Mm-hmm.
And it was overwhelming, not to the point where I did bad, but I put so much energy into making sure that I can meet the demand and the expectation, especially as a young Black man in corporate America, making rank.
Right.
I put so much into that probably contributed to my deteriorating health.
Absolutely.
Because I was absolutely focused on that.
Man.
What the race got, I won't say ahead of me, but it required so much energy that I didn't have anything left for what was really important, my health and my family.
You can get so wound up in the pace that you'll run yourself in the ground.
Yep.
And that's physically, mentally, emotionally. Think about if you're caught up in an excessive pace, even in a relationship. Let's apply it to parenting. Let's look at if you're a parent and you're so caught up in checking boxes off with your children instead of the big picture. It's time to go to college, son. Where's your paperwork? Where's your essay? What schools have you scheduled for us to go view? Okay, we picked these 5. Here's the 5 that you said. We have 10 tours scheduled. Wait. Are you going to take that in?
Yeah.
Are you going to actually look at all 10 of these universities and decide if one of these is a good fit for you? Do you even want to do college?
Right, that part.
You're so caught up in the pace of, okay, this is your senior year. We're supposed to do this. We're supposed to do this right now. It's time for this. It's time for prom. It's time for graduation. It's time for your ring. It's time for
all
did you
things.
Slow down and smell the roses?
Yep.
You know, did you consult with your kid about career path and choice? Y'all have said things, and children are experts now. And I try to be the uncle or the dad that you can't just walk up to me at the holiday dinner. Everybody's like, "Oh, baby, what you going to school for?" I'm going to be an engineer. "Oh, that's good." And they walk off. Come here.
Right.
Engineer what? Like, what are you going to do? What type of engineer? And now the first thing, you might get that blank stare like, there's different types of engineering. You haven't talked about this at all, have you? Nobody's talking to you about this. You may get in there and figure out that you don't like engineering at all. You actually like something more digital or something more mechanical that's not necessarily engineering per se. You heard these big words, big pretty words, and you heard some big pretty dollars associated with these big pretty words, that now you're not doing anything to really figure out, am I interested enough in this thing to go and spend $352 million in school to get the certification to do it?
Right.
And am I interested enough to learn it and why doesn't that work like that? Let me go read and study on that so I can get a clear understanding of how I'm going to do this properly and set me apart from the field.
Yeah.
Like that's reckless.
Yeah.
You know, but it's traditional. You know, we traditionally seek pace without regards to what the race is.
Yeah. And when you said relationships, my mind went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you went when you went, but especially coming into manhood, adulthood, womanhood, whatever the situation is for your child or the individual that you have, like a parenting relationship with, guidance relationship with, relationships with, like romantically.
Yes.
Think like that clock that may or may not be installed in your head, thinking that you got to have this, that, or the third.
Right.
I know. I knew I wanted to be married with children, and I'm not by any means suggesting that I did anything that I regret my decision.
Right.
But looking at some of the things, I was very concerned with timeline versus preparation.
Yeah.
So luckily the relationship endured my catching up to the level of preparedness that I needed to have to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that is not always the case for every couple, every relationship.
Right.
So just pursuing somebody at a rate that that just isn't realistic. And that's guys and girls. Sometimes, yeah. you know, it's suggested that girls do things or acquiesce to things quicker than they want to because they want to keep the guy. Guys do the same.
Yeah.
Guys absolutely do the same. Yeah. So just, you know, having conversations with our sons about courting a woman. And I know that probably sounds corny or simpish to some, but like courting solves a lot.
Oh, buddy.
And what it doesn't solve lets you know that it wasn't meant to be, and you can accept it for what it is versus trying to force something. We were talking about another episode, like forcing things, forcing relationships, yes. Forcing the success, not forcing sexually, anything like that.
Right.
But just trying to make something work that wasn't meant to work.
Yes.
And then there's repercussions for that. So again, sometimes, you know, we're in a rush to, and a lot of times I think it's to appear successful in various areas of life.
Yes.
Whether it's that degree, yes. whether it's that job, whether Man. It's, I remember when there was a thing where I want to make six figures. And that, I mean, I don't want to come off callous or elitist, but this, like after that, then what? Because the more them figures go up, the more typically expectation you have, the higher the demand. For us, sometimes the less of us are in the room. So there's an adjustment there that you have to be aware of and equipped to make, because that, I mean, all of it can springboard into other areas of life in a negative capacity.
And your lack of availability to enjoy those six figures.
That part.
Your lack of availability to those or that thing that you love and enjoy. That could be your family.
Yeah,
that could be your hobby. That could be your children. That could be that house that you're working to obtain and have look and appear and feel a certain way, only for you to never be there to feel it or see it or have anyone visit or your family visit. At what cost?
I was just
having a discussion with Mr. Klein, DFW Film Crew, guys mm-hmm. are amazing, about that very thing. That's the period I'm in right now of at what cost?
Yeah.
That's my weight, my scale that I'm using now for business and personal relationships and encounters. At what cost? What is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
What does this look like? What's my net present value? If I invest in this thing, if I invest in this person, if I invest in this kid or this child or this endeavor, whatever it is, I have to ask myself, at what cost? Like, yeah. what's my breaking point? Where do I draw the line? Like, okay, that's it. If it reaches right here, I'm done. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to convey that to your point about the relationship and rushing and forcing and inadequate pace. There's a young man that I'm talking to about that very thing right now. Is he has a child with a young lady that he was dating.
Mm.
And man, these people fight with words back and forth nonstop, it seems. And he's hanging in there. And I was like, I'm not trying to tell you to walk away, but why? Like, yeah. why are you doing this at this phase of your life? I don't want anybody else around my kid. I know this don't work for me, and this is toxic and unhealthy, and it racks my brain, and I can't sleep or function with this chaos. But I tolerate this chaos because this is a very attractive young lady, and I don't want her dating out here with other men or guys around my baby.
Yeah.
So.
And I wonder how much of that actually has to do with the baby versus
right.
just
right
jealousy.
That jealousy mm-hmm. and you not having perhaps the words.
Yeah.
Or the emotional maturity or intelligence to really dig deep and ask yourself, I probably really like this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for you to tolerate something that you say drives you nuts and keeps you up at night, you know what I mean?
There's something there.
There's something there.
Yeah. I like what you said about at what cost. And what I thought as you were talking is, it's not just action, but inaction. Like the business move that you make or you don't make,
mm-hmm.
that decision about education that you make, you don't make or what have you. Nothing's, I don't think anything's so damning that it's, it becomes the death of you. Okay. I mean, very extreme circumstances.
Right.
But just some opportunities are, what do they say, few and far between. Like, for instance, I knew about Bitcoin very early, mm-hmm. but the source of the information I wasn't accustomed to. I can't even say I wasn't comfortable with. It was a bunch of white boys in Iraq talking about it when I was overseas. And they weren't gatekeeping. They were talking about it openly in front of me. And I'm mm-hmm. like, Now that thing went to 100,000, 106. And back then, it might have been a couple hundred dollars. I said, man, what if? And you can what if yourself to death.
To death.
But just being able to evaluate what's in front of you has a lot to do with your pace.
Yeah.
Because you could be moving so fast or moving so slow that things, you miss opportunities that could change the trajectory of your life and your family's life. I know we starting to wind based on our typical schedule.
Yeah.
But this is likely going to be the last episode of 2024. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to catch some, there might be a bonus thrown out there, but in terms of the schedule of the pace of which we're recording, which is up, like 2024, like I said earlier, we hit 100, mm-hmm. but at the beginning of the year, we were probably at 87. Mm-hmm. So accomplishment, missed opportunity. Timing is what it is. God's timing, I believe.
True.
What are some things? Let's just reflect on what 2024 has been like through the lens of the podcast, mm-hmm. which bleeds into our lives because that's what we address on the podcast. But like, if there's anything specifically that the podcast has done or memories created or pivots that podcast has highlighted in 2024, Let's get to those.
Yeah. Yeah. For me personally, honestly, is I felt like there were a lot of genuinely great ideas and perspectives being shared about being an active parent or being more vocal.
Yeah.
And me hearing that, I feel like it reinforced it. It's almost like I said, we're on here talking, but we're talking to ourselves a lot. So me hearing it and saying it and hearing it and saying it, I feel like that really helped reinforce that within me. Mm-hmm. And I started to, I don't want to say I was doing a bad job already. I would like to think I was not, but I feel like it helped me double down and go even deeper with that. How do you feel like, it affected, because I know, and those that follow the platform know what your original motivation was. Mm-hmm. For even starting the Dear Son podcast.
Yeah.
How do you feel based on when you started it and what your goal was versus now, today time, like a progress report, if you will?
Yeah. So some may just be joining the journey today mm-hmm. or a couple episodes ago. So the reason I started the podcast was because at that time, my oldest son was approaching the age that I was when I started rejecting information from my dad.
Yes.
And not even just rejecting information. I didn't want to be around him.
Right.
Not for any reason of him being mean, evil spirited, abusive, none of that. I was just a young kid that thought that I should have things my way. And I don't think that now as an adult.
Yeah.
Right. About my kids.
Yeah.
So I started the podcast because I was hesitant to address certain things with my son, hesitant to do certain things because I thought he felt the way about me that I did about my dad.
Right.
But that wasn't my son.
Yeah.
But I instead of having a conversation with him, I just assumed, he'd rather be in his room playing games or he'd rather dad not mess with him. I'd just be the cool dad.
Right, right.
So it was a means to keep me accountable. And my son has been on the podcast several times. Mm-hmm. And it was a means to keep me accountable to ensuring that I am having dialogue with him and changing that narrative for my family.
Yeah.
Where I am today is my youngest son is now coming into that window of, well, I got to be careful about that with him too.
Yes.
Because he's a different person, a different personality.
Yes, he is.
Likes different things, different interests. And he's a loner. He's more like me in that regard than my older son is. Eli will go off and, like, if he could just go off and be creative and go, like, he builds stuff.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
He's like, don't throw that cardboard away. I'm going to make a whatever out of it. And you look at it and he's like, man, you did that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was actually an engineering spirit, an engineering thought, the way that you did it. You just not gluing stuff together. You're right. Thinking about how this reacts to that and how what this would do and how this level would work.
Man, that's amazing.
So, you know, this year is, you know, that's where I'm at in the journey, is making sure that I don't relapse.
Yeah.
And it's not that everything is solved with my older son, because he, you know, he's now becoming a man.
Yeah.
And
he is.
I was on my way out the house, because after my first semester, I graduated high school in June of 97. By December of 98, I was out the house.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be too far-fetched for him to think that within a 2-year window, he could be out of the house. And that wasn't the best idea for me. I had a ball.
Yeah.
I had the dynamic time.
Cost me.
Dynamic time by the standards of then. Yeah. By the standards of now, it's not the time to be in. Those aren't the times to be had by the standards of now.
Please no.
The standards of then, I plead the fifth. And then just like hearing your perspective on stuff, because I think I'm pretty sharp, dude. Think I can, you know, kind of assess and solve things.
Absolutely.
But hearing the way that you do stuff sometimes, I'm like, when you talk to him about that, or y'all, you thought that when that situation happened, just having another perspective,
right,
that I know isn't just talk.
Right, right.
Keeps me sharp to a degree, and keeps my perspective open,
yeah,
and evolving in a positive way. In a positive way. So
I'm thankful and grateful as well for the perspective that you provide. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm a reformed crash out artist.
A YN.
Yeah, I used to be a YN. Before the YNs became YNs. Like my life was very unintentional fresh out of high school.
Mm.
A lot of stuff that I did was happenstance, like in the moment, not with the understanding I have now that your life is has purpose.
Yeah.
But back then in the moment, I didn't know or believe that. I just felt like what I feel like today, what am I on today? Every move I made in my 20s was a in the moment decision of I'm doing this right now. If it don't work, I'm doing it again tomorrow. I'm doing a variation of it tomorrow.
Right.
It wasn't because I had a plan. It wasn't because I'd researched an industry or a thing. I heard Monday it was making money. If Friday came and I wasn't doing it, I felt like I missed the opportunity. Yeah. I didn't assess. So I say that to say, who I was then and who I am now is very different. Who I was January of 2024 versus who I am current time 2024 with us in the holiday season and rapping, I'm yet changed again. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of that, because as the saying goes, if you're the same person at 40 you were at 20, you just wasted 20 years of your life.
Yep.
I feel like that year over year, though, if you're not progressing even through the year, you're wasting a stepping stone of your life. Each year is a stepping stone. And I feel like the podcast is providing perspective, because now there are people that have insight on decisions that I'm making and topics and viewpoints that I have that normally wouldn't get that exposure. Yep. So we're getting those phone calls and text messages, like you mentioned earlier in the episode. And when they share those thoughts with me, there are people that support that I thought they could care less. You know what I mean? But they're there, like pushing and rooting. We went dark for a month or so this year. Nobody knew why. We don't broadcast every aspect of our lives.
Yep.
But it meant a lot that people were calling, like, "Hey, well, I'm not getting updates. What? Like, did they block me out or something on the platform? Because I know y'all working." Like, no, actually, just hold tight. We got something coming.
Yeah. Yep. So, no, that motivation is the encouragement. It means a lot, man. So
yeah.
A lot of people, thank you for the encouragement before episode 100, there was some specific encouraging words based on, you know, the post about the 100th episode. The 100th episode is actually really good.
Yes, it is.
All of them are. And I got some messaging about this one specifically and the way that it unfolded. So salute to Tim Nicholas, Mr. Locke's Lounge.
Yeah.
What is it? Back Pew Conversations is it, his podcast, his platform. But he graced us for episode 100. And I was about to start shouting out a lot of people that have been on the podcast, but I know I'm gonna do it a disservice. Man. I'm gonna be intentional about that in an upcoming episode. And it's time to bring it. I know you've been on me about an event because I mentioned it. I didn't do anything for a while. Then I couldn't do anything.
Right.
And you were like, hey, what's up? But I knew, man, if we didn't get 100 done, I'd have been cool with that event being in January, February, still talking my song.
Right.
This
nope.
this the 100. No. Episode 99, been up for 3 months. So I think there's still a place to celebrate and you know, engage the folks. And then we can reference the milestone in that capacity. But
still
kicking.
Still kicking.
I don't know. This is episode 100 or something.
Something. It's up there. It'll we triple digit strong, man.
It'll be the title.
Yeah.
What you got, man? What's going on business-wise?
Business is great. To that point earlier about when we were talking about, we said we'll do another episode on that. I like the idea, and I want to revisit it about don't always assess where you are now. Like if you're getting a space or if you're expanding you're growing or if you're looking at something for your business, don't shortchange yourself. Sometimes you could be too safe. I understand being responsible, but there's a such thing as being so safe that you're a detriment to your own growth.
Yeah.
You box yourself in when you don't have to. If sometimes you only get what you're getting because that's all the room or space you provided to receive. Like, God not going to give me more than I can handle. Well, open yourself up for more that you could possibly handle. You're holding yourself within. Let it go. Let it go. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to D. John. Yeah. I'm talking to my wife, Mrs. Johnson. I'm talking to the listeners on this platform. I'm talking to Keisha Johns. I know too many brilliant minds and creative minds. I'm talking to Kristen and Lester Jackson. I'm talking to the Pennies. I'm talking to a lot of people.
James Klein,
Avalon Elliott, and again, we said we weren't gonna get into the because we got a network, man. The network is ridiculous. Adrian Yeoman. I'm talking about good, solid, responsible people, man. Philip Washington. We got on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I'm
Dave
really
Jones. That's the last one. Okay.
I swear on my mama, I was gonna say Dave.
Yeah.
Just a lot of solid people, man. I really want people to understand that. Surround yourself with good people. Let's move back towards valuing friendship. I think it became cool for people to start saying everybody ain't your friend. That's cool. They're not. But those that are your friends, value your friends, take care of your friends, check on your friends, look out for your friends, call them.
Yep.
Call them. What you got?
Love, Keisha J.
Yes.
Children's book. Whenever you hit this, it'd be a good time to order that.
Yeah.
But first of a children's series, it is, written for young women of color. I would say ages 4 or 5 to maybe 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been some tremendous feedback and I'll keep saying that. The DearSonPodcast.com where you can find my ebook. Dear Son, 20 life prompts that facilitate effective parenting, vulnerable reflections, and journal prompts. So it calls you to do some work. So if you're not interested in getting better as a person, maybe it's for you, but you don't want it.
Right.
If you are a person that's interested in getting better, it's for you and you should want it.
Yes.
So I think it's, at the time, it's at a discounted price. So now would be time to go get it. DearSonPodcast.com. You can catch a shirt, the one that James has on. There's a couple of variants of those, some signature variants as well. And I made a commitment to start promoting more.
Please.
More. Because I got a habit of doing things that are valuable. And I'm like, I don't really like to look at me.
Yeah.
So.
Different.
We in there, brother. Yes, sir. And we're going to shoot that movie. Say that on the way out. Say that on the way out.
Yeah.
On the way out. Anything else?
That's it. That's all. Might have said too much already. Y'all stay tuned.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.